This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. The Rajya Sabha today took up discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address to the joint sitting of the Parliament. Initiating the discussion, BJP member Kiran Chaudhary said, "The government has taken monumental initiatives to double the income of farmers." Stating that the opposition is holding a false campaign against the government over its efforts for the agriculture sector, the BJP member said instead the UPA government had kept their recommendations of the Dr. Swaminathan's committee under cold storage. She further said the government has taken several measures to ensure farmers get more income for their produce. Leader of Opposition and Congress leader Mallikarjun Kharge raised the issue of unemployment, price rise of commodities and depreciation of Indian rupee against US dollar. He alleged that farmers in the country are committing suicide due to lack of attention of government towards them. He also accused the government of not fulfilling its promise of providing 2 crore jobs every year. Intervening in the discussion, Union Minister Piyush Goyal countered the allegation of Mr. Kharge that farmers are committing suicides. Mr. Goyal said, as per NCRB data, the number of farmers who had committed suicides during 10 years of UPA regime are 57% higher than 10 years of NDA rule. The Lok Sabha also took up discussion on the motion of thanks on President's address to the joint sitting of Parliament. Speaking during the discussion, Leader of Opposition and Congress MP Rahul Gandhi said the President's speech was the same as previous years. Mr. Gandhi said problem of unemployment still remains and the government has failed to address it, even though the country is growing. He said the government flagship program Make in India was a good idea conceptually, but the government has failed to implement it effectively. Earlier, moving the motion, Ramveer Singh Bidhuri of BJP listed out the works done by the Narendra Modi-led government and the public welfare schemes. The government has informed the Lok Sabha that the estimated unemployment rate has decreased from 6% 5 years ago to 3.2% during the last fiscal. In a written reply, Minister of State for Labour and Employment, Shobha Karandlaje, informed that the latest periodic labour force survey indicated the decrease of unemployment rate among persons of 15 years' age and above, stating that the government has implemented several schemes and programs to enhance employability. The minister said 5 schemes under the PM's package have been announced during the current financial year to facilitate employment, skilling and opportunities for over 4 crore youth during next 5 years. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today accused Leader of the Opposition and Congress MP Rahul Gandhi of deliberately speaking falsehood about his visit to the US in December last year. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar claimed that Mr. Gandhi's lies may be intended politically, but they damaged the nation abroad. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that 100 Amrit Bharat, 50 Namo Bharat and 200 Vande Bharat trains, both sleepers as well as chair car variants, will be manufactured in the next 2 to 3 years. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnaw said Union Budget 2025-26 has allocated 2.52 lakh crore rupees for the Indian Railways. Camping came to an end this evening for assembly elections in Delhi. Our correspondent reports that Delhi is witnessing a three-way contest between BJP, AAP and Congress. Delhi witnessed high-octane campaigning for the assembly polls. Today, senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah addressed public meetings in support of party candidates in Jangpura, Bijwasan and Dwarka. BJP President JP Nadda also addressed a public meeting in Burari Assembly constituency. Senior Aam Aadmi Party leader and Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann held road shows in Adarsh Nagar, Shakur Basti and Shalimar Bagh Assembly constituencies. At the same time, Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal also held public meetings in Chhatarpur and Kalkaji Assembly constituencies. A car bomb exploded on the outskirts of a northern Syrian city, Manbij, today, killing at least 19 people. The dead include 18 women and 1 man. And with that, we end this news bulletin.